Hello, today is September 18th, 2013. I am Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyanapp.com. I'm a writing and art student. Today I had philosophy and science fiction, art history, and a drawing class. For philosophy and science fiction, I accidentally forgot that the quiz was today. I thought it was next Monday. Thankfully, the quiz was online. It just had to be taken by 11:30, which is when the class starts. So I spent from 9:30 until 11:15 doing all the readings, which I had not done for the class yet, because again, I thought it was due on Monday, and taking the quiz. I did all right. I got a 15 out of 16. The questions were just there to verify that you read it. It wasn't, like, super complex. The things we read John Locke's, an article, a chapter from John Locke on what defines a person and personhood. And his theory that it's continuous consciousness that defines a person and not the body, the soul, or the brain. Then we read an article by Reed, which was 3 pages, which was a refusal and retort and criticism of John Locke's theory, saying that his theory of continual consciousness is erroneous because people forget things over time, and poked other holes in the theory. And we also read the Philip K. Dick story, Imposter, about a man who... Cairo, stop it. About a man who is killed and replaced by a robot, or so his friends seem to think, and the robot, they think, has a uranium bomb in it. So that's what I read about and took a test on. I tried participating in class, but I got shot down a lot. I guess I just didn't understand the material very much, but since no one else responded either, there was a lot of silence today, and the professor was getting pretty frustrated. But, again, he's probably been living with Locke's ideas for however long it took him to get through undergrad and grad school, and we just got introduced yesterday, so we might be a little bit slower on the uptake. There were some philosophy majors in the class, too, but they didn't participate until later on. So I can't say it was a very fun class. I don't like it when professors let the room get really quiet, and then he said, "Do I have to call on people like it was a threat?" As if participating in class is a punishment. So that made it less enjoyable. I don't like it when teachers do that. But the material itself was very interesting, and I'm excited about moving on. What we have coming up next week is the Bicentennial Man. For art history, we continue learning about the Northern Renaissance, including a bunch of pieces, like... And we examined how the Northern style is very distinct. And we looked at the Alfini wedding and some other stuff. I don't have my notes with me, so... And then for lunch, I went out and I ate. And then for drawing class, we continued our study of the watercolor pencils with the model. I have today's angle actually is work safe, so if you want to see what I did today, just check it out on Twitter. That's Ctrl-Alt-Lee on Twitter. Ctrl-Alt-Lee. So you can see my work that I did today for that. And that is all I did today. Thank you for listening.